Hey guys, coming up today on the show, two-time Olympic gold medalist Sydney McLaughlin-Livroni. If you remember, back in November of 2021, Sydney was on the show talking about that experience of winning a couple gold medals, finding her identity in Christ. Well, we're going to continue a lot of that conversation today, but now a couple things have changed. First, she's married to Andre Livroni, the former NFL and college football player at Virginia Tech. Sydney McLaughlin-Livroni is now her name, so she's married. Second, she's also an author. So add gold medalist and author to her title. Her new book, Far Beyond Gold, Running from Fear to Faith, is coming out January 30th, 2024. And Sydney and I talk a lot about the book, about Bible studies, about discipleship, identity, fear. If you got a young lady who's competing in sports in your household, a young girl even, listen to this conversation. Have them listen to one of the best track and field athletes, if not the best track and field athlete in the world right now, with Sydney McLaughlin-Livroni, two-time Olympic gold medalist. She is so rooted in her faith. It's wonderful to hear. You guys are going to love this conversation with Sydney. It's coming up in just a moment. First, want to tell you about our Sports Spectrum magazine. You can get your copy right now over at sportsspectrum.com. You can actually subscribe for 1 year or 2 years. It's the best thing that we do. It has discipleship all over this magazine. When you talk about articles and stories on the intersection of sports and faith, you talk about devotionals that are in the magazine. It's perfect for the kids. It's clean, faith-filled, family-friendly content. It's hard to find that in the sports world nowadays, so you can do that over at sportsspectrum.com and subscribe. And if you do a one-year subscription to the Sports Spectrum magazine, we want to give you a bonus, 15% off a one-year subscription. It's already affordable. We're just adding a little bonus for you. Podcast listeners only get this bonus, 15% off when you go and you subscribe and you check out. Use the code podcast15, podcast15, and you can save 15% off a one-year subscription to the Sports Spectrum magazine. That code again is podcast15, the website sportsspectrum.com, and subscribe today to the Sports Spectrum magazine. It is great to welcome back to Sports Spectrum, Sydney McLaughlin-Livroni to Sports Spectrum. How are you doing, Sydney?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's good to see you and great to have you back on the show again. When we last spoke, it was the fall of 2021 and obviously coming off of that amazing Olympic experience. But as I just mentioned, you are now Mrs. Livroni. So let's talk about marriage life. How's it going with you and Andre?
It's great. We are almost a year and a half in, which is crazy to even think about, but biggest blessing. It's been so much fun just this past year and a half, and we're looking forward to more years to come. So yeah,
absolutely. Well, congratulations, you know, a year and a half later, because I haven't seen you or talked to you, but we're so happy for you and him. It's been fun to watch your journey and kind of follow along with all that God's doing. You have your new book, which we're going to talk about in a second. Tell me about marriage to Andre and how it's helped you grow in your walk with Christ, how it's helped you grow in your faith.
That's a great question. I mean, we both tell people all the time, marriage is like the biggest sanctification tool. Truly, I think just the merging of two becoming one, and you learn so much about yourself and about the other person that you maybe didn't even know was there. And you know, just maybe aren't the healthiest that you now have to grow out of benefit of your spouse. And you have someone now to help sharpen you, which is amazing. There's challenges for sure, but it's just amazing because you guys are on the same team working for the same goals. And every day is a new adventure together. So we love it. It has its days, but we wouldn't trade it for the world.
Yeah. And another adventure that you went on was you decided to write a book and become an author. Far Beyond Gold is the name of the book. It's coming out January 30th. Tell us about this. Why did you feel like God was directing your steps to share your story in a book?
Yeah. After Tokyo, you know, an opportunity was presented to be able to share kind of my faith and my testimony and how that coincides with my life on the track. And Though at 24, I feel like I only have so much life I can share with people.
Yeah.
It was an opportunity just to kind of share my testimony, and help encourage someone else who was kind of dealing with that debilitating fear in their life and having it hold them back from the things that the Lord has for them. I think it can encourage people of all ages, believers, non-believers alike, and I hope that it does just, pique people's interest in wanting to know more about Jesus. So I'm very excited about it, and I really hope it's a blessing to people.
For sure. We're talking to Sydney McLaughlin-Levrone here on Sports Spectrum, two-time Olympic gold medalist in the new book, Far Beyond Gold, Running from Fear to Faith, releasing January 30th, 2024. When we spoke last, you had just come off of winning two gold medals and such an inordinate amount of success and the platform increases and all that. Now you're preparing for 2024 in Paris. What's it like leaning on Jesus, I'll let you answer it in the way that you want, differently heading into these Olympic Games versus maybe when you were preparing for the Olympics in 2020 and then eventually 2021.
Yeah, I th think I was telling someone just a little earlier that this season of life has been very humbling. Just the past few years, so much change took place and great change, everything I'm grateful for. But I think I became a little bit comfortable in that and a little bit stagnant. And I think, just this past season of being injured, not being able to perform at my best, and really having to lean on the Lord in all of this was just a great reminder that not everything is always going to be perfect. Not everything's going to go your way. You're going to face trials of many kinds, but showing the genuineness of your faith, like James 1 talks about, like that to me is kind of how I've been preparing for all of this. That, listen, whatever next year brings, I'm going to stick to the same script of going out there to honor and glorify Him and leaving it all out there on the track, and whatever happens, happens. So.
Love that. What's discipleship looking like for you right now? Staying connected to God. Obviously, I'm sure Andre has a big play in that, but you're separated somewhat, I'm sure, when you're training and when you're competing. What's that been like for you?
Yeah, we so right now, kind of in the off season, we've been serving at a Bible study at UCLA, helping the college ministry there, and just meeting so many great young kids who are just so curious and passionate about the Lord has been wonderful. Just kind of, helping them through that and helping us kind of just learn how to serve. Andre, of course, is in seminary right now, so he's there throughout the week. He's writing some 20-page papers right now,
Oof.
fully into the Old Testament studies and hermeneutics, so he's in it. And I think, yeah, we do travel quite a bit, which can be tough. I love going to church on Sundays, so I'm always excited to be home for a while so I can continue to do that. But I have amazing just mentorship, in the likes of some older women at the church that I keep in contact with. So I always try to stay as connected as possible, even on the go.
When our platform increases, obviously that's happened for you recently. Quite often the attacks can come from the enemy, from the world. How have you learned, or what have you learned, I guess, when you think about these last few years, staying unashamed, staying bold? I mean, you write a book about your faith, so that's your testimony. So that's living out, the gospel, if you will. But how have you been able to stay unashamed, stay bold in sharing your faith with others?
Yeah, I'll be honest. That's not the hard part for me.
That's
For
good.
some reason, I'm actually like, I love being honest and open with people and sharing the truth. I think, first of all, that's the most loving thing you can do. I think for me, the biggest part is just not trying to lean on myself for that strength, in order to do that. I love being able to share my testimony and my faith with people and ask questions and get to know, where they're at. But I think sometimes I tend to do that out of my own, willpower, as opposed to truly like leaning on the Lord and seeking that discernment and wisdom first. And I think that's kind of where I'm being refined right now, is staying rooted in the vine, and not trying to kind of wander off and do it, the way Sydney wants to do it. So.
What's something in the book that you weren't sure was going to go in there, but you felt like it was important to share?
That's a wonderful question. Wow, I don't even know. I think there's some parts in there that I've never shared with anybody before, really, maybe like only one or two people. One of it being about my first Olympics in Rio. I won't give away exactly what I talk about, but just something that took place mentally that I have not shared with many, that I think is just a pivotal part and shows kind of just how captive I was to fear, and to the enemy at that time. And I really feel like that is just a stark difference from where the Lord has me right now. And I think it's a wonderful part of the story, but I definitely did not think I would be talking about it in this book. So.
But that's kind of what they tell you, right? When you decide to write a book, they're like, come on, Sydney, you got to be a little bold here. You got to share authentically.
I know. Yeah. We'll see the response to that, but I think some people will be shocked for sure.
No, that's good. I know you talked a lot the last time we had you on about mental health and about just overcoming that fear. That's what so much of this book is about, far beyond gold. What have you seen just in the world of sports and competing and some of even the people that you compete against and how, mental health can and mental wellness is so important, but it can get a real terrible grip on our lives. What have you seen in sharing your story that's been able to help others?
I've seen a lot of vulnerability from other athletes, actually, especially in track and field, just over the past couple years, connecting and relating with some of the things that I've shared publicly, which has been just so cool to know that there is a Christian community that, maybe I didn't see them before, but now the Lord's opened my eyes to them, because I'll be before a race, after a race, just competitors, people I just raced against, talking about the Lord and connecting on that, even though the race may have not gone the best for them or for me. It's just it creates such a wheelhouse of just community, in a place that can often feel so isolating. You just see the bond that people have in Christ, and it's been so cool to just continue to grow that voice in our sport, which I really think it's growing. And I think this next Olympics is going to just be such an amazing platform to continue that.
Yeah, we are, it looks like 10 minutes into our conversation. I haven't even asked you a question about actually being on the track, which, and we're a sports show, so I don't know what's going on here, Sydney, but I will ask you this. When you're having an opportunity to train, you want to be the best. There's clearly a competitive side to you. I talked to a lot of football players about this. I'm sure you and Andre talk about this when he was competing as an athlete. There's a balance, though. It's like you want to be the best, but you don't want to let this thing become your identity. You don't want to let this thing fall and replace God as your God, if you will, being on the track. How have you seen that kind of take place? Because you're still dominating and, winning and running so well, but yet kind of keeping it in its proper order.
That has been the biggest battle of just balancing those two things, truly, because you do want to compete at the highest level. You want to win. That is your desire, that's your goal. At the same time, it can very easily become an idol. I mean, even 1 Corinthians 9 talks about running the race as to win. And so I think, even just having that perspective of whether it's in my faith or on the track, there's nothing wrong with wanting to win, working towards that goal and desiring that. But at the same time, everything I do on the track is with an open hand, the open palm kind of. It's there. If the Lord places it, great. If He takes it away, great. And each day, just knowing that all I can do is my very best, and ultimately it's in His hands how it turns out, and being okay with whatever that result is, which as an athlete is the hardest thing in the world. But at the same time, it teaches you truly just humility in all its forms. And I think I'm learn I, that that's what this season of life, like I said, humbling. It's been learning to keep that hand open and not holding on so tight.
So your book, Beyond, Far Beyond Gold, Running from Fear to Faith, releasing January 30th. What book are you reading in the Bible right now? I'd be curious what you've been kind of digging into, what you've been learning from Scripture.
I've been in Romans recently, Romans 8, kind of just talking about living in the spirit. And I'm reading the book right now by John Owens, Mortification of Sin. So continue daily killing your sin, or your sin will kill you. I think that to me, I've always had an understanding of the Lord, and I've always had a semi understanding of Christ. And I think those two have definitely grown, but my understanding of the spirit has enormously grown over the past few weeks just reading this book and understanding the importance of the spirit daily. And so Romans 8, 9, 10, 11, like those books, those chapters of that book are just such gold, truly such gold. And I've been just devouring that daily. So that's kind of where I'm at right now.
Yeah, you could spend the whole year in Romans, I feel like, and still not grasp all of it, right?
Correct. Correct.
No, that's good. When you're talking to these young athletes and doing this Bible study at UCLA, where do you recommend that, let's say it's a brand new person who's interested in faith, but maybe they're not there yet, and none of us are truly ever there. But what do you
Yeah.
suggest? Like what worked for you in terms of starting to get serious and dive into, knowing more about Christ?
For sure. When I first truly started, I started out in the book of John. I think, that gospel, just the story of Christ, why he came, is just so evident there, and really just starting out fundamental basics of the gospel. I had actually at the time, I was reading it with Andre. So just being able to have someone who's a little bit more spiritually mature than you kind of read through that. There's a girl right now actually who is desiring that, and we're going to be able to sit down and go through that together.
That's great.
I think it's important to have, a believer who's more spiritually advanced, who can kind of just answer those questions and talk about things with you. And yeah, I think the book of John is always where I tell people to start. I think it's a wonderful starting point.
That's awesome. Sydney McLaughlin Levroni is our guest. Just a couple more questions with Sydney. So with this book, Far Beyond Gold, Running from Fear to Faith, what's the one thing you want people to take away from this when they read about your story, when they get this book? It's going to be a great read, I'm sure, but what's the one thing you want them to take away?
I think there's going to be a lot of people who pick up this book who are not believers. I think you're going to just get sports fans or honestly even some family members, whoever it is. I just want them to walk away asking themselves, where is my identity rooted? What am I rooted in? Is it rooted in myself, in my career, in my relationships? And is that sustainable? Because these are all questions I asked myself over the years. And I think a lot of people battle fear in some regard, some aspect, big or small. And I want this book to show them that it is possible to be freed from that, because I have 100%, and it's 1,000% real and true with Christ. And so I just want people to know that there is hope for them, and to be curious after reading this book to learn more.
No, that's great. I can't wait to read it. I can't wait for everybody else to read it. It's coming January 30th, Far Beyond Gold, Running from Fear to Faith. Let me ask you this final question. I know I asked you this a couple of years ago, but I'll ask it again. What's God teaching you today? What are you learning from the Lord? What's the lesson? What's the takeaway in your time with God right now? What's he been showing you?
Man, I think just like the book title says, that my inheritance is truly far beyond gold. I actually got the book title from 1 Peter 1, them talking about, our salvation being imperishable, undefiled, unfading in heaven, and it's far beyond rubies, far beyond gold. It's more precious and more valuable than those things, and it's the truth. In a sport where you're literally chasing gold all the time, I would take my love for Christ and that relationship over a gold medal any day. And I think every day is just reminding myself of that, even as I work towards my goals, that this is great, but this is not forever. And I need to make sure that I'm rooted in what matters most so that I can be the best in what I'm doing now.
That's beautifully said, Sydney McLaughlin Levroni. Please say hi to Andre for us. Thank you so much for coming back on the show, and we'll wish you nothing but the best with the book, and we're expecting great things in 2024. So all the best to you.
Thank you so much, Jason.
And that was Sydney McLaughlin Levroni, two-time Olympic gold medalist. I cannot wait to watch her compete this summer in Paris, the 2024 Olympic Games. And I wouldn't bet against her. That's all I'm saying. I wouldn't be surprised if we got multiple gold medals coming her way again in 2024. It's going to be awesome to watch her and cheer her on, and can't wait for her to kind of get out there, right? But not only that, can't wait for this book to get out there for all of you to read, Far Beyond Gold, Running from Fear to Faith, releasing January 30th. 2024. I hope you get your copy and get one for your kids too, especially those young girls out there that are dreaming of competing in an Olympics or dreaming about competing in sports at the biggest level. Sydney McLaughlin Lavroni is the real deal. You just heard her, like, rooted in Jesus. That is awesome to watch, awesome to see, and we'll be cheering her on for sure all throughout this year in 2024. We thank Sydney for being here today on Sports Spectrum. You can find us at our website, sportspectrum.com, for all of our content. This podcast is there along with many other of our shows. You can also get our daily devotional Monday through Friday sent to your email inbox. You can sign up for that right there at sportspectrum.com. That's, by the way, a great thing to do if you're looking for a kind of sports-centric devotional to have delivered to your email every single day, Monday through Friday. Get the Sports Spectrum devotional. We update those and we spend a lot of time working on those. Hopefully they can be an encouragement to you. And you can, again, get those at sportspectrum.com. And definitely read those articles, read the stories, and share them with others. Let them know that Jesus is doing a work in the world of sports with Sports Spectrum and sportspectrum.com. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time for another episode here on Sports Spectrum's podcast. Have a great rest of your day.